Welcome to the weekend and this edition of the Florida Roundtable on the Florida News Network. I'm Bill Mick. You can catch up with me and our podcast and previous shows of the Florida Roundtable at BillMick.com. You'll find a link right there at the top of the page. Today, something a little different for the Roundtable. We're going to talk with folks from World Heritage International Student Exchange Programs. I had friends when I was in school that actually came to our country in our high school as exchange students. Had some friends who left the country as exchange students, and it was a great experience for all involved. They're looking for host parents. They're looking for that type of thing. Maya Schmelzley and Denise Winston join us from World Heritage International Student Exchange Programs as we talk this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. Nice to have you with us on the Florida News Network.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716.
As I told you this weekend on the Florida Roundtable, we're going to take a look at something that could be right for your family one way or the other. And hopefully it's something you get engaged in. Something I was exposed to as a high school student with a friend coming to my high school for my junior year, as I recall. And he was from Mexico City. We're talking about exchange students, opportunities for you, your family, your children, or maybe for your family to host someone here. Joining us from World Heritage is a couple of people who are area coordinators. We've got Maya Schmelzley. Did I get that right, Maya?
You did. You did great. Thank you.
I'll try to do that again through the show. And Denise Winston. Ladies, thank you for taking the time. You're both area coordinators here. And Denise, let's start with you. How did you get involved with World Heritage and this student exchange idea? And what's your role in what you're doing here for folks?
Sure. So when I was in junior high, we actually hosted students as well from Denmark and Guatemala. So I had a little bit of prior knowledge about it. And I was looking for something that I could do from home and still make a difference. And a friend knew about the area coordinator position and she referred me. That was 9.5 years ago. So I've been a state coordinator for 9.5 years. I've also hosted students. We will be hosting our 8th student this school year. And I have the privilege of sending my youngest to Spain this next school year. So we've kind of done it all, just a little bit of everything.
That's fantastic. We'll explore what exactly you guys do as we get it more into the hour. But Maya, let's talk about you. You're kind of new to this as well, but something you're really interested in here.
Yeah, definitely. So like Denise, I had an exchange student when I was in middle school from Japan. I will always remember Yuki Egawa. And it was just such an amazing experience and open to that, to that culture that I had never experienced before. And then I had a friend who worked with the program director, and she thought I would be perfect with my background of being a social worker and loving to my community and loving to get to know new people and to travel.
It sounds like it's a good fit. I also had that exchange student experience when I was in high school back in the We Won't Mention Whens. And for a year, my buddy Jorge Pacheco was in from Mexico City, and he integrated into our school community so well, was popular with all of us, hung out with us all the time. He learned a lot, and I think we learned a lot in the process. Something you guys experienced?
Yeah, there's I have 5 children of my own. And so for us, when we host students, it really opens them up to cultures that we probably would never visit. And they get to learn a lot, you know, here in our house. And then we get to learn a lot in return about their country. So it's a win-win. And like you said, make lifetime memories and friendships. So
no doubt of that. Matter of fact, I went home for Thanksgiving. Home for me is West Virginia. So I went to West Virginia for Thanksgiving last year, and friends of mine that I'd graduated high school with had hosted an exchange student in these intervening years from Germany. He came in over Thanksgiving week and spent a week with us there. And these are lifelong relationships and friendships.
They really are. We hear the most amazing stories of these host families going to the countries to visit the students that they had in their home for a year, going to weddings years later, and just building those relationships. The students will come back to go to college, and they'll get to see their host families again. And it is a lifetime experience and relationship.
I've got a friend who became an exchange student, I think in her senior year, the year after Jorge was with us. And she went to Colombia, I believe. And she today, all these years later, still in touch with that host family, calls her host mom. And these are lifelong connections and great learning experiences, it seems. Are you seeing this with like everybody who participates here? Denise?
I would say that 90% of our families continue to speak with their students, you know, afterwards. And like Maya said, they go to their countries and the students come back. And, you know, my youngest is only going to Spain because of our student that we hosted 2 years ago from Spain.
That's great experience. Really, we want to explore how families can get involved, what your role is, when we continue in moments on the Florida Roundtable.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruit and plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists, top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision, especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed, high. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Oh, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
Bill Mick with Maya Schmelzley and Denise Winston of World Heritage. It's an organization that facilitates exchange students coming here and going there. And I became aware of you guys through some emails that came my way, and you were soliciting for host families. Let's talk about the host family angle of this to start with. And Denise, we'll start with you. What's one thing you'd really want host families to know most about getting involved here? What do they need to learn in order to be engaged with hosting an exchange student?
Well, I think the main thing host families need to know is that they have support from us. They're not just out there on their own. We're there to walk through everything with them every step of the way, and it costs them nothing. I think that's all they get in return, but it costs them nothing to host a student.
Number one, I'm surprised by that, because you would think you're bringing another person in your household, you're going to have extra meals, you're going to have extra costs in doing family things and going around the community as that exchange student learns. So there's financial support for these families as they bring this person in?
So we work with 5 different scholarship programs, and students on all 5 of those scholarship programs receive a stipend for their monthly expenses. So anything the student does extra outside of the family, the student will pay for. So if they want to go grab coffee with a friend, the student pays for that. Also, they pay for all of their personal hygiene items, clothing, school supplies, anything that they need, the student will pay for that. So the students on those scholarship programs receive a stipend, and the students not on those programs, their parents send them money for those expenses. So, I mean, it does cost, you know, because you are making meals for that student. But sure. In our family, we always have leftovers. And so it really, I haven't seen an added expense in my grocery bill anytime we've ever hosted a student.
Now, you mentioned you've hosted a lot of kids in your day. Like, what, 8, you said?
We are hosting our 8 this school year. Yes, sir.
So it sounds to me like you might be addicted.
Well... So I don't know if we're addicted, but I love teenagers, and I like for my kids to be able to experience other cultures.
I was going to say that's got to be a good experience for the kids in your family. If you're a host family with kids, it is exposing them to something that they wouldn't have learned otherwise without taking a trip somewhere that maybe the family doesn't want to or can't take. And it sounds like a very rewarding experience.
Yeah, very rewarding. And I think, we have host families of all different shapes and sizes. So empty nesters, people that have never had children, single people that host, young children that host. No matter where you're at, your family wise, we have a student that would fit perfect for your family. And so, you know, don't think I don't have kids, so it wouldn't be a good fit. You know, we have kids that would love to be only children because maybe they come from big families, you know, and they get to have an experience.
They want to break from the siblings. I get you. Yeah,
that's right.
Maya, what would you look for in a host family or what recommendations would you have for them?
Being open-minded of the amazing experience they're going to have, that these are going to be their children and will be their children for a lifetime for some of these experiences. To know that they're going to learn another, they can learn another language, they get to know their cultures, just being really open-minded of these people and the religions they come into and the things that they can teach them is so big. And knowing that when they come in, they are their children. So they are treating them like their children. They do chores. They go on trips with them. They do their Sunday dinners with their whole family, and they do them all together with this student. So just knowing that they're integrating them to their life, and they're not a guest in their home. They are family.
Let's talk a little bit about the students and the selection process for a student who comes from another country into the U.S. to come into somebody's home. What kind of screenings do the students go through? How are the students selected? And what kind of background do we know on those kids as they come into a home? Denise, let's start with you.
Yeah, so students on our scholarship programs go through a very rigorous process to be selected. And less than 2% of those that apply for the scholarship actually receive it. So these kids have worked really, really hard to come over. They're doing a personal interview, writing essays, taking English exams. So all of the students do speak English, read, write English.
So that's a requirement for them is to be an English speaker at a reasonable level.
Yes, there is a minimum requirement. Okay. And then they all go through interpersonal interviews to make sure that they're prepared and their family is prepared for them to come over. And then they go through orientations to walk them through some of our American customs that they may not know before they get here. And so the students are very, very prepared to integrate into a family setting and an American family setting. And so a good example real quick would be, I had a Spanish boy one time who was a celloist. He can't bring his cello here, but he got placed, you know, in a rural town. And his area rep said, what would you do if, you know, you can't bring your cello with you? And he said, well, I would learn to like pigs. If I'm on a pig farm, I'm going to learn to like pigs.
Okay. You know,
so they're really open-minded as to, I want to be a part of this American family.
If he's going to a rural family, you could give him a fiddle. He would be okay. Come on, let's realize that.
Yeah, for sure.
You're in Texas. Come on. Maya, as far as students coming here and the cultural differences that we're talking about, you mentioned religion a little while ago. There could be distinct cultural differences there. What are the expectations on those students when they land with a family? Are they expected to follow the family to a religious service, or is the family expected to say, you know what, you can stay home on Sundays, you don't have to go, whatever it may be?
Yeah, so if they want to go to church with them, they can, but they aren't expected to. We do hope that they both share their belief systems and their culture with each other so that they understand each other and they get their, you know, experiences in other ways. But there is no requirement for the student to go to any religious, go to church or participate in any way. We just hope that both will be respectful of each other.
Mm-hmm. What about, I mean, there might be some religious food restrictions or other dietary restrictions kids may have. I would assume that's all weighed out before a student is placed. Is that how that works? Maya, we'll stay with you.
Yes, it does. So our students write host letters, and we have a profile that talks about different things about the students. So we, as area coordinators and area representatives that we have that we work with, they talk to the families and share this information with them beforehand. It's the same thing with health. So I have a student who's lactose intolerant, so I make sure the host family understands that before he comes so that they aren't surprised and they can kind of prepare beforehand.
Sounds like a good idea. We've talked about the students and getting them ready. Denise, let's go the other direction. In days of liability and concerns that families and parents have, there've got to be a screening process for these families that are going to take in a student. And what does a family go through as far as their background check before they're accepted into the program?
So our host families will apply online through World Heritage's website. Once they do that, we run a background check on anybody that is 17 years old or older that is living in the home. So if you have an 18-year-old, you know, child at home, we're going to run a background check on them as well. We do a home visit. So the local representative comes out and goes through the home, makes sure it's suitable for a student, and then we contact free references. And so we're screening those families as well as we can. And at that point, you know, we'll help match a student, you know, for them. But it's really simple. It's easier than foster care. You know, people, I have foster families and they're like, oh, wow, you know. And so, but it's a thorough screening. And then we also do a orientation with our family before the student arrives, just going through all of the rules and regulations and expectations and things like that as well.
What's that orientation going to be like for a family? Is it a 1-2 hour session? Is it multiple? How's that work?
It's usually about an hour to an hour and a half. We try to do it in a group setting, so any families in that area that are hosting would come together. And we go over what the rules are for the students, what are the expectations, which we kind of already talked about this while they're picking their student. We're letting them know about the activities that we're going to be taking the students on, because we provide 3 activities a year for the students so that the host family doesn't feel obligated to do that. And take them through, you know, cultural differences, what homesickness may look like for their students and how to help with that. So we're really with that family every step of the way from the before the student arrives until the time that they leave.
Very good. Maya, as these kids come into these families then and you get them ready, have there been situations where you need to intervene or provide that assistance that maybe something unexpected happens with a family or with a student who's here?
Yeah, so a big part of it is really communication. There's that cultural difference and that language barrier when they first are coming. These students come in knowing English, but they're knowing educational English. So there's those slang, things like that, that gets a little lost in translation. A good example, it's a funny one, is a student was told to do a chore, and this is your chore, was to empty the dishwasher. That was your responsibility. Well, the student kept emptying the dishwasher and leaving all the dishes on the counter because that's how he understood his chore to be. And the family was talking to the area rep like, I don't understand why they're not doing what we asked them to. It's because they didn't understand. So we try to help them beforehand say, hey, when you're having them do a task, show them exactly how you want them to do the task.
That'd be smart.
Yeah, so it's because there's those language barriers, and we are, as area coordinators, area reps, are trying to help that communication from the very beginning, because if that starts being developed right away, there won't be those conflicts that could happen long-term because of that.
Now, each of you cover a fairly big area. Maya, how many parents will you have active at a time, and how often are you in contact with them throughout the period they've got a student?
So it could range from 10 to 30 to 40 students and families that we have.
Wow.
Yeah, it can be pretty large. But we have our area reps that do a lot of support. And we are supporting our area reps and supporting our families as well. So some of us, like I'm not local to some of the states that I support. And so my area reps could just be 20 minutes, even 10 minutes away from these host families and students. So they check in with them once a month to see how it's going and if they need any support. They do activities throughout the year, like Denise mentioned. They check in with the school. There's lots of extra support that comes in with the area reps, but us as coordinators, we support the area reps mainly. So the area reps are the main contact and we support them. But if there is ever anything that needs to come to the next step, we are there to support the area reps and the families every step of the way.
Very good. We've talked about students coming into the country. What if you have a student to go out? We go there next on the Florida Roundtable. Stay with us on the Florida News Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Growing up with a brother with autism, Sarah Crump witnessed firsthand how kids with disabilities felt left out by their peers. It's why at the age of 15, Sarah approached her cheerleading coach with an idea to include girls with disabilities on her school's cheer team. Well, what started out as an inclusive high school cheer team in a small town in Iowa has led to what is now known as Sparkle Effect, a thriving nonprofit with over 180 cheer teams across the United States, bringing students with and without disabilities together through cheerleading. The result? More confidence, higher grades, and better school attendance for kids with disabilities. And for those without a disability, new friends and a greater empathy. You want to learn more? Well, visit disabilitycampaign.org, where we have posted a link to the fabulous work known as The Sparkle Effect.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Imagine. Imagine being denied an apartment because of your religion, or your race, or because you have children, or a disability.
It's so wrong.
Yes, but who has the power to stop this?
You do. Each of us has the power. The law is on your side. It's illegal for landlords to discriminate because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status. If you suspect that you have experienced housing discrimination, file a complaint with HUD immediately so we can investigate it. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
To learn more, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Or call 1-800-669-9777. 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Bill Mick with Denise Smeltzley and, Denise Winston and Maya Smeltzley. I get it all mixed up sometimes, gals. And we're talking exchange students, whether you're going to host a student with your family for a year or portion of the year, or whether you've got a student that's going to go overseas for that experience. And what an educational benefit this is. I know my friends that have done it they've talked about it their whole lives, and that's amazing. Let's first, Denise, talk about the types of programs that are available. There are varying lengths that World Heritage offers for these kids to either go overseas or to come into the U.S.
Yes. Yeah, so for families that are hosting a student here in the United States, we have two different programs. We have a semester program and a school year program. The semester program could be fall or spring, and then the school year is August through the last day of school. They leave about a week after school starts. School ends. And so your family might be really busy in the spring, and so maybe hosting just the fall semester would work for you. We have students and vice versa.
So you're flexible as far as that goes. Those year-long students, do they stay through the various holiday breaks and the like, or do they travel home, or is it a little bit of both?
They do stay the entire time. They are not allowed to go home at all once they get here. So they're spending holidays with your family, birthdays, all of those important things. And again, swapping traditions and cultures, especially at Christmas, because those are always fun. And birthdays, Halloween's a fun one for our kids, because mm-hmm. a lot of other countries don't have Halloween. So nope, once they're here until they leave.
All right, very good. Maya, let's think about sending a student overseas. A student gets involved. How do you engage students, number one? Do you do it through their schools? Do you have direct contact to parents? How does a kid become aware and get involved with you guys?
Really, it's our exchange students. So our exchange students that are coming from other countries here are meeting the students at these high schools, and they are seeing the experience they're having and are really interested. So they talk to them about their experience. And then usually one of our area coordinators or area reps will come in and explain the program coming the other way from the United States to those countries. So really our exchange students are our ambassadors.
That's interesting. Do you have any numbers? You or Denise, either one off the top of your head. How many students coming in the country a year? How many students are we sending out just through your program?
Oh, through our program, we get about 1,200 students a year. I would say through all of our different programs that we are bringing into host families. but it's probably less than 10% of that American students sending their children, American families sending their children. Most American families wait till college to do study abroads, but it is a really beneficial thing for students to be able to do it in high school.
Well, that is something else. What would you tell, and Denise, we'll start with you, what would you advise a student, high school or otherwise, who's looking to go overseas as they consider a program like this? Things for them to expect, things for them to not expect maybe. What's your initial advice to a kid as they're getting ready to go on a program like this?
I would say do it. I mean, really, just take the leap and do it. We, for students, American students going abroad, we have summer programs. And we have summer language programs, so maybe they don't want to take the step and go a semester or a school year, at least take the step and experience that over the summer. It gives you a leg up on college applications and essays to be able to write, and World Heritage, we have scholarships to send American students abroad, so the opportunities are there for them in high school.
You know, you mentioned that the requirements for kids coming into the U.S. is that they speak, read, and write English and do so well. Is that reciprocal for a kid going out of the country?
No, that's a great question. Our students do not have to know the language to be able to go overseas.
Otherwise, I'd be stuck with England and Australia, and I couldn't go anywhere else.
No, that's right. No, our American kids do not need to know the language, but they will. Every American student that I've known that has gone has been fluent by November, December in that language that they're experiencing.
It is that immersive experience, I guess, that you're going to pick it up with, whether you like it or not.
That's right.
Maya, your experience with these kids, it's got to be a great learning experience for them. What are the kids telling you, either when they're getting ready to leave the U.S. after having been here for a while, or when they get back from traveling abroad and going through a program with World Heritage here?
It changes who they are. They feel more open-minded. They feel more connected with the world. That's a huge part, because you feel so, sometimes you're so isolated, but you don't realize it in the state or the country you're from. And they really feel more open, and they have more courage to try things in their life. And something they maybe would have been scared, even a hobby, they don't feel so scared anymore because they did such a big leap in going to another country.
When we talk about countries to go to, I would assume there are areas of the globe that we're staying away from for whatever reasons of whatever's going on in those countries, whether there's conflict internally or conflict with neighbors and the like. Are there places where it's just, look, it's not smart to go there. We're not going to try. Denise, let's start with you.
Well, World Heritage has our offices or partner offices in over 20 countries for American students to be able to choose from. And the U.S. State Department, the scholarship programs we participate in with them that we bring students, they now have that program for American students. So the U.S. State Department is sending students to Kazakhstan and Egypt and Ukraine, you know, some of those countries over there. That's a scholarship through the State Department that's available. But for World Heritage, we have, you know, a little over 20 countries through Asia and Europe in South America that the students can choose from.
Is there, and Denise, will stay with you for a second. Is there a country or maybe a few countries that are most popular for American students to want to go see?
Japan. And then, you know, of course the European countries, Italy, France, Spain, Germany. But students could go to Thailand. They could go to Australia. They could go to Brazil. I don't have the book in front of me,
sure.
but they can go to South Korea. And when they go to South Korea, they get a little trip over to Japan. It's really wide open. I was kind of hoping my son would choose an Asian country, but he stuck with Spain. But it's really whatever your student's interest in, we have a country that will fit them if they want to do a study abroad.
That's fantastic. Maya, have you run across favorites from kids that you have worked with that they would like to do or things that are most recommended for them?
I have not ran into a certain place that kids have wanted to. Like she mentioned, Europe is a big one just because we hear so much about those countries more than some of those more unique ones that we get really surprised when we get students from there that we get to assign our host families, which makes it really fun because, you know, a lot of us know things about Italy or Spain because it is more common for us to talk about. But some of these other countries are a surprise for us. And it's fun because we get to learn about these cultures as well, being area coordinators.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me at all. For folks that are interested, do they start at your website? Is that the best place to reference them? So it's world-heritage.org. And if you go to the website, I perused it the other day, and very interesting, tells you a lot about the different programs and how to get engaged. So, Denise, tell us a little bit about that for a family getting started, either in bringing a student in or sending one out of the country.
Yeah, check out our website. Like you said, world-heritage.org has all of the information on there about what to expect, how to start. You can even choose... click a button and look at some of our students that we have available currently before you fill out the application. We've been around since the 1980s, so we're very well established. And we'll be here for many, many years to come. We love doing what we're doing. We're a nonprofit, and we're really just here to support American families.
What's the length of the process from the time a parent says, okay, I want to do this, and they reach out to you? How long before you can have them engaged and actually working toward bringing a student in or sending their student off?
That same day or the next day.
Really? Yep. That quickly? I
mean, that quickly. As soon as they apply, we get their application. Somebody in our role will reach out to them and get them started and get them connected with the local representative. And really, within 24 to 48 hours, they can be looking at students and picking their student.
Now, you mentioned no cost for hosting a student coming into the country. Is there a cost to getting started? Is there a startup cost or anything for families that are interested here?
No, there is not. The only real cost for some, because they look this, right? Denise mentioned they do need to provide the three meals a day, but a lot of it is you already have leftovers, you have food you end up throwing away. So for a lot of families, it isn't an extra cost, but it could be for some because of how they do their grocery bill. But the one requirement is that they provide three meals a day.
Okay.
For the family, for the student. And
I hate to interrupt you, but we're about to end this segment. When we come back, let's explore the education side of this. It is about that on the roundtable.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Behold the power of the peanut. Did you know one of the many superpowers of the peanut is sustainability? Peanut farmers invest in conservation and sustainable practices to ensure the future of the land they harvest. 3.2 gallons of water will grow 1 ounce of peanuts, and peanuts return important nutrients like nitrogen back to the soil. Learn more about the Florida Peanut Producers Association at flpeanuts.com.
Pump it up this summer, literally. Underinflated tires can overheat and endanger lives. Whether you're driving across town or across Florida, make sure your tires are properly inflated, damage-free, and have adequate tread depth. The trip to your destination can be half the fun, so take your time and enjoy the ride. The Florida Highway Patrol reminds you to slow down and stay cool this summer. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Visit flhsmv.gov for more information.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Bill Mick with you on the Florida Roundtable as we talk exchange students on this edition of the program. Maya Schmelzley's with us along with Denise Winston, and at least I got their right first name with their right last name as we start this segment. Ladies, this is all about education, and your first thought is, well, it's about education for the kids. Ends up being an education for the families, too, and I think that's one of the neatest parts about this. But first on the education front, let's talk about dealing with school districts and bringing in a student from outside the country. And are there logistics involved with that that make it a hurdle or two to climb? How does that work? Denise, we'll start with you. I'm sorry.
So our host families don't have to worry about that. We will take care of getting the student accepted into their local public high school. Once the student arrives, the host family will then register the student for classes. But we handle getting them accepted into the school district initially.
Okay. And do you find that there have been hurdles you guys do this all the time. It wasn't smooth from the start, I wouldn't think. What have you had to go through to make sure it is smooth now?
Well, I would say different states or different districts have different requirements and might be a little bit more difficult than some. And I'm in Texas, and Arkansas and Oklahoma, it's pretty easy to get students in there. But in some of the northeastern states, I've heard it's a little bit more difficult. But the families don't have to worry about that. We will handle. Every once in a while, we might reach out to a family and say, hey, we're having a little bit of trouble. Would you mind reaching out to your local principal or your local school board? But for the most part, schools and districts are really accepting of our students.
Maya, have you run into anything in your time with World Heritage as far as dealing with the education establishment here?
Yeah, so sometimes we as area coordinators or area reps might have to do an extra training with a certain district, but same, the family doesn't have to worry about that. There are some requirements for the school and for our program that the students need to be registered for certain classes, but that has never been any concern or issue. Sometimes it takes a little long for a school is very busy. So it might take an extra week for them to approve an application, which can really make the family nervous. And we can totally relate and understand that, but we don't want to put any of that pressure on them. We will go through any loop that we need to get that all approved and all the right paperwork submitted.
Very, very good. When I was a college student, I traveled on a basketball team to the Philippines. We had immunization and other medication concerns that we had to take care of on the way over there. I'm assuming that's all part of the prepackage, and the students leaving here, the students coming here, Denise, have already taken care of that when they're getting in the program.
So we do let our students that are coming in know about any immunizations they might be missing. We try to do that ahead of time so that they can get those immunizations in their country. Some countries may not offer some of the immunizations that we require. So if a student's coming from Kazakhstan or Gaza Strip or something like that, they may not be able to get those immunizations in their home country. So once they arrive, they can get those immunizations here, and the student will pay for those immunizations themselves.
Do we have any issues with, say, the foreign education requirements? You've got a student coming over here maybe as a junior or senior in high school, and things that must be accomplished for them to graduate on time. Is that all compensated for, or are they matched up with programs that are going to work for them that way?
Well, our students are not guaranteed to get credit for their school year while they're here, and they know that before they come.
Oh, wow.
And we do the best that we can. Our students from Spain usually get credit, so there are certain courses that they have to take. We try to work with them and their counselor to get those classes. But for the most part, our students are not coming here for your typical core classes. America is the only country in the world that has electives in high school. And so that's unique to America. And those kids coming want to experience those electives.
I can imagine they would. That's not bad. The educational benefits and how you get involved when we continue in moments here on the Florida Roundtable. Glad you're with us this weekend on the Florida News Network. We continue in moments.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Floridians love boating with family and friends, exploring our state's amazing waterways. But even experienced boaters can lose sight of the risks of passengers standing or sitting in improper locations. Bow riding by passengers of any age is extremely dangerous. Be sure that passengers only sit or stand in designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Shortness of breath. Patient's confused. Temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready. Let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had Zika virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Well, a fun hour on the Florida News Network this weekend as we talk exchange students with World Heritage International Student Exchange Programs. Maya Schmelzley and Denise Winston with us for the hour, both area coordinators for the program. And we were talking education, ladies, and beyond the education for the kids that they receive and the experience they get that is one of a lifetime, it's also the similar experience for families. What are families telling you, Maya, when maybe they've hosted for the first time or they're looking to host again? What are they telling you they pick up out of this for the family?
They just see a big change in their family and their children. You know, they are exposed to these other cultures and they're more open-minded. They are more excited about the world around them. They feel more connected to what's happening around them as well, because they know somebody from another country that they want to know what's going on in those countries because of knowing somebody personally.
Makes the world a smaller place, most certainly. And if you've got concerns in another area, you got a friend in another area of the country, you're worried about what goes on there. You think about the implications of world events.
Very true.
Very good. Denise, you've hosted, getting ready to host your eighth. What do you and your family pick up out of that experience hosting? And then you're getting ready to send one off too. Let's talk about both.
Well, I mean, I'm never going to go to the Republic of Georgia, but we've hosted a student from the Republic of Georgia. And I'm never going to go to Kazakhstan or Ukraine, but we've hosted students from there. I might get to Europe to visit our German or our Spanish kids. So really, we're taking in all of these cultures from the world and incorporating them into what we do as a family now. We've picked up some of their holiday traditions that we still do now that they're gone. And so that's been really neat for our family to take that in as make it a part of us. And
Have you seen it mature your kids as well, open up the new world to them, your own kids?
Oh, for sure, because you know, we're in our little bubble and a lot of us are privileged, you know, in our little bubble. And then we get a student from Ukraine that has cerebral palsy and my kids are like, oh, wow. You know, it's just, it opens up, you know, more to them. And they really grow inside and out from that. And I wouldn't be sending my youngest if it wouldn't have been for hosting all of these kids. You know, my other four didn't have that opportunity. And it's a really neat experience.
Well, speaking of such things, as we're about out of time for the day, let's close with reminding parents how they can get involved and just a brief glimpse at what they're looking at as they choose to. Denise, we'll let you start that with us, and Maya, we'll close with you in a minute.
Well, I would say visit our website, world-heritage.org, and click on that button that says Meet Our Students and just read about some of the students. And I bet we can find one that fits your family.
All right. Maya, if you're advising a parent who's considering doing this, they take a look at the website. What are you going to tell them when they reach out to you?
It's an easy process, and they're supported the whole way. So doing the verifications and everything, it's very easy. And the area coordinators and area reps that come to their homes, they feel like they become friends, and they feel supported throughout the whole time. And it's not a hard process. They're just walking through it with this community member that lives in their community that's there to support them throughout the whole year.
And you are currently getting ready for the upcoming school year, so you're looking for these families. You could use them right now.
Yes, we can. We have students waiting and are so excited. And they're just so worried they're not going to get a chance because we're not going to be able to find a host family for them. And so we really want to get those applications in sooner than later.
Okay. So Maya Schmeltzley and Denise Winston. Ladies, it's been a fun hour. Thank you so much. And we'll see you folks next weekend here on the Florida Roundtable from the Florida News Network.
You've been listening to the Florida Roundtable with Bill Meek, a news and public affairs presentation of the Florida News Network. The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station management, owners, or sponsors. For questions or concerns, contact Florida Roundtable at fnnonline.net.